The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hello. All right, I saw a statistic this morning, or as some people say, statistic. And Rob may get this, but I don't know. I don't know that even Rob, Egghead Rob, would know this. Do y'all know who the wealthiest NFL player of all time is?
No.
Can we guess?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know.
Tom Brady?
Tom Brady is in the top five, but okay. You know, he's not even close to being the number one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So that means they've made a lot of money outside of the sport?
Yes.
Okay.
Or within the sport or whatever. It doesn't matter. Just that they are worth more money than any other former or current NFL player.
Terry Bradshaw?
Nope.
Oh.
He wasn't even on the list.
Michael Strahan?
Nope.
I'll say, Randy Moss. I don't know.
No, there were a couple of old school players that were in the top five. One was Roger Staubach, who was the Cowboys quarterback, the fantastic Cowboys quarterback in the 70s and part of the 80s. Because he invested in a lot of businesses like Church's Chicken.
Yeah.
He was a big investor in that in the beginning. Tom Brady was on the list. Fran Tarkenton, who was the Vikings quarterback. He was he was known for his scrambling. He was a great quarterback, and he got into show business and investments and things like that. So he's on the list, but they're maybe $300 million is what they're worth or whatnot. The number one, earning NFL player of all time is worth $2 billion.
Peyton Manning?
No. Mm. He was on the list, but he was at number five, I think.
Dang, who?
It's somebody that we all know.
Somebody we all know?
Okay, wait. Steve Smith?
No.
Okay, we all know.
No. Maybe not know him personally, but no, it's Jerry Richardson, who used to own the Carolina Panthers.
Of course.
I didn't know he played.
Yeah,
he was a great player, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
That makes sense. I mean, when you say it.
Mm-hmm. And a nice fella, too.
He was the owner of the Panthers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's from the beginning of the Panthers. He owned it. Didn't he get caught up in the, like, some sort of a cancel thing with the Me Too and all that? But nothing was ever proven that he did anything wrong or anything. He just was like, all right, fine.
Yeah, and it kind of disappeared.
Rumors about women or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but he's 80. I don't know what that's. Oh, he's dead. Yeah. Oh, he died.
He passed away.
Mm.
Oh.
Did he?
Yeah, last year.
He did?
Oh, okay.
But he's the richest NFL player of all time.
Wow.
Wow, interesting.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Was right here in our little town of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the second? It probably didn't even touch his wealth, though.
No, it wasn't even close. I can't remember who it was.
Hmm.
I'm surprised Tom Brady isn't second, because I would assume.
I think they say he's worth $300 million.
Yeah, I've heard think that. What, something like that, because I knew Giselle was a lot more wealthy.
Right, but he's got two exes now, too, so.
Yeah.
It looks like Staubach was the number.
Yeah, $600 million.
Mm-hmm.
My photographic memory.
Yep.
And Fran Tarkenton.
Tarkenton.
Tarkenton. What a name.
Oh, he was fantastic. He was he considered the best scrambling quarterback, like a Michael Vick type of scrambler.
Franny.
Uh-huh.
John Madden, because, I mean, he had a lot of other, like, Madden
video. Is he a player?
Video.
John Madden?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Right.
Wow. $2 billion.
Learn something new every day.
Most of these are quarterbacks, too. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Except Jerry.
He was a tight end, right?
That's his halfback.
Halfback. He had a tight end.
I don't know.
That's what got him $2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have this, I don't understand what she's talking about. She has a thick Italian, American, New York, New Jersey type accent. It's an older lady, probably 70s, in her 70s. And she's not playing.
You know what kills me is when people think I don't be knowing. Don't get it twisted, trust me when I say I be knowing. Trust me.
Okay.
You know what also kills you? Smoking 5 packs a day.
I be knowing.
So she might actually be in her 30s.
Yeah.
She just smokes a lot.
Yeah. Father Time has not been kind.
I be knowing.
It was a little threatening.
Yeah. Don't you worry.
But do you think that was just a comedy technique where she was quoting, you know, street slang of the young urban troubadours?
Maybe.
Rather than gangsters, her type of gangster.
I don't know. With that accent, everything sounds threatening.
Yeah.
I'm scared to death.
I be knowing.
Don't get it twisted. I be knowing.
Sounds like that Monsters, Inc. character.
Yeah. Did you finish your paperwork? Wazowski.
Yeah.
Did you finish your paperwork?
I be knowing.
Don't get it twisted.
She's got really bad skin.
You just picture her?
Yeah. I'm just picturing what she looks like.
Yeah. Well, she sounds like she's got dead skin in her throat. Dead skin in the throat makes you sound like that all the time.
Oh, God.
Bless her.
I love that. That was your response. She's got bad skin.
Yeah. I can tell. Yeah.
But, I mean, she's an older lady.
One so. Cousin like that. We've talked about that many times, but.
Yeah, but I assume all older New York, New Jersey women cuss like that, just in general.
Servo cab.
Yeah, I think they treat them as sort of like sparkle words. It's just part of the lexicon of that area. Just
sprinkle it in when you can.
I wonder, though, if that's all New York people.
I don't know.
Because our manager, Adam, he's like that. He'll rip them off in a restaurant loudly.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that is true. He does do that.
It's just their way.
Yeah. But his is not as his accent. He doesn't have a lot of the accent, but he's got all the mannerisms and vocabulary of somebody who's straight out of New York. But he's not like a tough talk, sort of brusque, whatever that word is.
Yeah, he doesn't have all that. But he will have to sometimes. I'll go, hey, people can hear you.
Yeah.
What's your effing problem?
Yeah.
You can't handle some grown up conversation?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Are you going to congratulate me? I knocked Teresa up real good. Me and Teresa are having a baby.
And it's weird when you have to tell another adult to watch their language.
Yeah.
It's so weird and awkward to do.
Yeah.
My wife does that with little friend Jenny all the time.
Really?
She's like, Jenny, I'm going to spank you. You need a spanking. Stop.
Go ahead.
She never has to do that with handsome husband Michael.
Right.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a potty mouth.
Well, he does, but not in a loudly at a mixed company in a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, and all.
He talks quietly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're not in front of small children.
That could be it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lindsay was correct. This lady does have bad skin.
Yeah. I mean, I don't count it if they're, you know, in their 70s.
Yeah. Well, bad eyebrows, too. I know you saw that.
Mm-hmm.
She's got bad eyebrows.
Yeah. Real bad.
Yeah. But I don't know. She may be a comedian. You know, one of those internet comedians. A lot of people call themselves comedians now.
Sure.
You look up in their bios, a lot of them say entrepreneur or comedian.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She makes jewelry.
No.
She's not a comedian.
That's right. She did my Prince Albert.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hey, Lindsay. On a regular day, after you've been at work and picked up the children from the preschools and cooked dinner and all that stuff, what time on a regular day are you in your pajamas?
Okay, let me think about this. Okay, so when I pick them up from school, we come home, I put the kids in the bed, I then put on comfy clothes, mm-hmm. take a nap, and do not change until right before bed. But you could say they're pajamas.
Okay.
So 1 o'clock.
Right, but they're not your clothes that you're going to be sleeping in.
No.
Right. Okay. Well, then that's, yeah, I wouldn't count that as pajamas.
Well, they look like them.
What, is that like what you were wearing the other day?
Yeah.
And you were there? Yeah. So sweats and, okay, yeah. and a shirt.
Okay.
You know, so.
So 8 o'clock right before I go to bed. Yeah.
Because those are two different things in my wife's world.
Yeah.
I mean, getting in her pajamas is almost like a show. You know, because yeah. it's, you know, I'm announcing. And because once that happens, her day is done.
Done.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you'll clean this up, I mean, in the dishes or whatever, then I'll go ahead and take a bath and put on my pajamas and we can watch that show.
Yeah.
But it's I'm going to go take a bath and put on my pajamas. It's like every night for 30 something years, 31 years, I know the routine, but she's like, just so you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a declaration that
the day is over.
The day is over. There will be no more activities yes. yeah. in this home.
Right.
I love that.
And then, you know, that makeup has to come off. I mean.
All of it.
Yeah. But it doesn't until until the day is over, until yeah. it's pajama time.
Right.
Sure.
But once it's pajama time, no more makeup. That's it.
Do you? Is she looking for a response from you? Do you respond when she makes that announcement?
Sometimes I'll say something like, "All right, I'll alert the media."
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah.
things like that. Yeah. But it's not to tell me like I don't know what's going on. Yeah. It's just more of a declaration of,
yeah,
I'm ready to relax.
So not to say don't tell me to do anything else type thing, or not that you tell her what to do, but you know what I'm saying.
He knows better.
Well, you know.
But it's just that she is she's always during the day doing something, right. moving and doing and going.
That's why she's
so
little.
It's just like, it's just a non, and I don't know why, and she'll say, I can't even watch TV during the day. Because right. she loves TV and she'll sit up at night watching all kind of my shows, uh-huh. watching my shows, because she's always on the move.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I think that declaration is sure. I'm not on the move anymore.
Right.
Now the rest of this day is mine.
Right.
Even the lion, the king of the jungle, needs some well-deserved rest after a long day.
Because she doesn't nap or anything.
No. Sometimes on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
She'll take a nap and then she'll do it right in the living room. We've had this argument on the podcast. She'll take a nap on the couch in the living room and not tell anybody. And then when I come downstairs, I wake her up mm-hmm. and then she's like, well, go somewhere and shut a door if you're going to take a nap.
Yeah. yeah.
You know?
Most people don't like to get back in their bed for a nap.
Yeah.
I do. But
well, you know, we have different stages of naps. Like Rob and I will talk about, is that going to be a couch nap or a bed nap?
Right.
Or is that going to be a regular nap or a CPAP nap? Like Rob will take a CPAP nap, and that means he's going to be there for a couple of hours at least.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And dude, that's great.
I'm good with that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of flack for taking a nap in the bed. Not by Kyle, because mm-hmm. he just knows that's just how I am.
Yeah.
I've been like this my whole life. Mm-hmm. But by people that don't really shouldn't have a say. Yeah. His boss, which is actually one of his really good friends, we went to visit them in Chicago one time, and he just he was just disgusted by it. He was like, I can't fathom my wife laying in the bed during the day. And I'm like, first of all, I have two young kids. You know, I get on the defense quick.
Absolutely.
But he said, did you do it before you have kids? I'm like, yeah. I mean, if I could have, I would have. If I didn't have a 9-to-5, I would have.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what I like. Don't come at me. But a lot of people find it unusual.
Well, my little friend Jenny is that way. She can't take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And she's the same way as Jody. She's... The thing that will drive Jenny nuts is to be bored. if it's 5 minutes out of the day where she's bored, she can't, yeah. she can't handle it. She just can't take it. But my daughter likes to take naps. My son likes to take a nap every now and then. And so do I. Mm-hmm. And then Jody, like I said, on Sundays or, you know, some every now and then she'll take a nap. But, Jenny just calls us all, you know, y'all, you're nap family. Y'all just a bunch of nap people.
It's, you know, it, and what I've narrowed it down to is people are jealous.
Yeah.
It's true. And yeah. I'm not saying Jenny necessarily, but people that make fun of you for napping, they want a nap. They want to be you because they're envious of that nap.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I don't like the look talking down to you because you do take a nap because it there's like, I don't know. It's just so obnoxious because if somebody said that to me, I would immediately start looking for any of their faults. I'm like, okay, well, you think I'm less than because I take a nap?
So then I saw, sport. What is that? Anyway, someone big, I'll think of it, posted a video of this guy talking about you're literally an idiot if you take a nap. If your brain shuts off during the day, Barstool Sports.
Yeah.
If your brain shuts off during the day, you're like a cat. You literally have the mind of a cat. And he was going on and on. And it crushed me because I'm like, you know, this is me.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot. Yeah. I mean, maybe some people think I am fine. But like, to turn off your brain, you can turn it back on.
It's fine. It's called a nap. Get a grip.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Jenny usually is just joking with us because if she has one of those moments where she's bored on, you know, and she wants to talk to somebody on Sunday or something and we're taking naps, then she's like, well,
yeah.
I was trying to get y'all to, somebody help me out of being bored for this 2 minutes or whatever. But yeah, she really can't stop and take a nap, even if, and she doesn't sleep at night either.
Oh, her brain never shuts off. Yeah.
Like if she wakes up to go to the bathroom at night, before she gets back in the bed, she'll pick up her phone and end up ordering something from Amazon or somewhere.
Oh, I think that's why she can't sleep, because she picks her phone.
Yeah, she does. And then she'll, and she's still kind of in the sleep stage. So we'll be off somewhere on Saturday and then pull back up into their driveway and she'll go, oh, what do we have on the porch? Like she won't even remember ordering stuff
that's sitting on the porch.
Yeah.
No, I do love that.
But it's almost like when she gets home, it's a gift.
Yeah.
A surprise gift. Like, surprise. What do I have?
Yeah. Ooh.
I've done that before.
Like, but I don't know how she functions because she doesn't sleep at all, hardly.
So when she's bored, and let's say she'll call you or Jody and say, do you want to go somewhere? Like, does she always have to be doing something, or can she just find something to do at her house? Or
no, she just needs to be occupied. Like she has, like the other day, she had to go take her car to drop it off at the shop for service or whatever. She asked me if I could pick her up. So to pick her up, I was going to take her back to the gym. She owns the gym, and she said, "Wait, before you go, run by the bank and I need to go by this." And I mean, so basically I just took her to do all of her errands. And so that occupied her until she could get back and pick up her car and then go do something else. Cause she hates being bored, and she's not bored if she's got something interesting going on around her. If people are talking about boring things that she's not interested in, that doesn't count.
Interesting.
So it has to be something that she's interested in.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of childlike as far as, like, my kids can't be bored, you know? But it's really just, like, high energy. I don't know. Yeah, I can't fathom it.
It's what it is that she just can't. She never shuts off her. And, you know, she's got to have a metabolism that's just racing all the time.
That's what I was going to say.
She eats and drinks so much and then stays so little.
I am envious of that.
Or she'll get bored and do another workout. You know?
That's incredible. I want to be that. So, see, we can both, rip on each other, but I'm envious of that, like, energy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I've got that type of energy. I just have to harness it, or it just gets out of control.
Right.
That's the problem.
Got to hold you back. Sure.
It's one thing I hate. It's, you know, in the winter with a little bit of a chill in my, you know, my little puffy couch room with a soft blanket and a remote control, reclined. And the only thing I move is my finger and my eyes to look at the screen and then look back down and just lie motionless. Yeah. I hate that.
You're like the guy in the iron lung.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I just like this. I'm looking and it's almost like if I move my body, then that's going to jostle me out of relaxation.
Sure.
So I'm just, you know, like I'm just tied down to the chair, mm-hmm. like a mental patient.
Even your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I love that.
You kind of are a mental patient just without being tied down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a voluntary mental patient.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Just put it on another show for you, Mr. Richie.
Yeah.
Just going to change the channel. Don't you worry.
We'll be quiet.
Yeah.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.